On Sunday, a vet's town hall was held in Middlesex. It was the first event of its kind in central Vermont where veterans were invited to speak and community members were invited to listen. VPR's Anna Van Dyne was there.
On a hot Sunday afternoon in Middlesex, Richard, Dave, Bud, and another Dave are having lunch at a white picnic table behind Red Hen Baking Company. I join them.
I can slip right in. You don't need to get up. Don't worry.
So what's your name?
My name's Anna.
Anna.
Good to see you. Do you want anything to eat? Yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
All of them are veterans. Richard Chaplinsky served during the Vietnam War, stateside, in the nuclear program.
You know, and I didn't know better. I didn't know my butt from the hole in the ground about military when I signed up at age 17.
Bud Haas was in the Coast Guard.
I ended up being a skipper of a patrol boat in Vietnam during 1966 and got shot at and shot a few people.
Dave Ross was a combat medic, also in Vietnam.
You don't want to know any details about what I did. Basically glorified bandit boy. No, I'm not a hero. I'm a survivor. That's it.
And Dave Ransom ended up taking care of the chapel at Camp Kilmer in New Jersey.
So I stayed there, this private E2, in charge of the base chapel.
They're all waiting at the picnic table for the Vets Town Hall to begin. It's an event where veterans are invited to get up on stage and talk about what their service means to them. Community members are invited to listen. This is the first town hall to take place in central Vermont.
Yeah.
I think some of us will be speaking. I'm planning to speak. Yeah.
You're
planning to speak?
I am, but yeah.
I don't know if I am or not.
Marty McMahon pulls up a chair to the end of the picnic table. He was involved with organizing the event. He says it's both a chance to speak and a chance to listen.
It's not what's in the movies. There's huge variety from being a minister to being a medic. Two of us are medics. Floating down the river in a sailboat, was it? Not actually a sailboat, but you know, the Coast Guard. And, you know, everybody's had totally different experience, and people don't understand what service is like.
That's why Kristen Eaton started organizing these town halls 4 years ago. They originated in Massachusetts in 2015 in collaboration with journalist Sebastian Younger, who's written extensively about war and the return home. Eaton says when she first heard about these town halls, she decided she was a person who should go to them.
Because, these are things that I don't know about and don't have a great understanding of.
And because there weren't town halls like this in Vermont, she got them started. By the time Sunday's event gets underway, a crowd of about 24 people is seated in plastic Adirondack chairs, and the stories begin.
As Yogi Berra said, it's a deja vu all over again. Going way back in history.
From origin stories to memories.
We took care of not only the severely wounded soldiers who came in by chopper, many similarities to MASH, which everybody asked me, was it like MASH? Was it like MASH?
And then I put a couple of buddies down. We couldn't tell anybody that we were going down in our own car. We had rail tickets, but we went in the car.
Well-sighted rifle fire was no problem. Racking the charging handle of a 240 medium machine gun, sending bursts of fire into enemy positions, was second nature. It's basically like a CrossFit workout with real consequences.
And many of those experiences are still being processed.
So I grew up as an Army brat, mostly in the southeastern United States. And I'm sorry, this is unscripted. There's emotions that come up from nowhere. And I went to West Point in 1962, finished in 66, lost 33 of my classmates.
And not long after, I was protesting the war from being in the military, right? Protesting the war. I found out what was happening.
Dave, Bud, and Richard all speak, along with a handful of others. And the audience listens. Some take notes, others look at the ground.
Thank you for the opportunity. Grateful to have this opportunity, grateful to live in this country, and I wish everybody well. Thank you.
There are three more town halls planned for this summer in Newport, Rutland, and Burlington. For VPR News, I'm Anna Van Dyne in Middlesex.